The question was asked, when we hold a person accountable for making good use of the gifts that God gives him, is that a reference to the physical gifts, the spiritual gifts?
No, I was thinking more money. Like, we were born in a rich house, so
right.
We should do more charity work. Or do you mean, like, we were born in a kind house, so we should do some kind gifts?
So I think all of the above. I think that if a person was given the capacity to see, then he is taken to task over what he did with that. And if a person was given was born with intelligence to perform, then he will be taken to task over what he used that intelligence for. And if a person was born into a wealthy family and that allowed him certain opportunities to do good to the world, then he will be taken to task over that. And if a person was born with a certain intellectual acumen, so then in heaven they take him to task over that. We have a myriad of gifts that we're given in life. Sometimes it's our experience, sometimes it's our contacts, sometimes it's our personality, sometimes it's the setting we were born into. And that gives us many opportunities to affect the world in a good way. One of the most important concepts of Judaism is the responsibility of the individual to change the course of history. We view history as a product of individuals making decisions. Yes, there is a great force of history at play. But that great force is affected, the tide is affected by the individuals. And so Chazal point out to us in many points in history that seem to be a tidal wave crashing. Chazal say that tidal wave was started by... So they say the destruction of the temple was started by King Solomon marrying Pharaoh's daughter. They say that Nebuchadnezzar's success was started by Nebuchadnezzar's taking 4 footsteps in the honor of God. So God gave him the capacity to destroy the temple. And they discuss the sins of Menashe that caused the destruction of the temple. Chazal repeatedly take us down to the individual and repeatedly show us how the individual was the cause for either great good or great bad. And again, every individual was given their gifts and their capacity. But every individual also has to ask themselves, what impact am I going to have on world history? Where am I going to be in this big picture? What opportunities do I have? What tools was I given? And at the end of the day, it's not only a privilege, it's also a responsibility to use those tools. And that's what the Magen Midovna was saying. So a greater person was obviously given greater tools, and so Hashem holds him to a greater accounting over what he does with his time and with the gifts that Hashem gave him. But we're each taken to that accounting. Rashi says, it's not Rashi, it's a Gemara, that every person has their potential in Torah. The first verse in Tehillim says, Ashrei ha'ish, asher lo alach ba'atzat l'sha'im, uvederech hata'im lo amad, uvmoshav leitzim lo yashav. Praised is a person who doesn't go with sinners, right? That's the general gist of the first pasuk. Who doesn't go with sinners. Ki'im, but rather, b'torat Hashem
chefzo. Basically, he hangs out with decent people.
Oh, so he hangs out with proper people. And b'torat Hashem chefzo. His desire, his focus, is in Hashem's Torah. U'v'torato yege yomam v'layla. And he deals in his Torah day and night. And Chazal point out that in the beginning of the Pasuk, it is described as Hashem's Torah. And at the end of the Pasuk, it is described as his Torah. Chazal tell us, yes, each of us has a place in Torah that is ours, and that no one else can reveal in the Torah. So we have potentials in many areas of the world. It says, Kabed et Hashem mehonecha. The verse says in Mishlei, honor Hashem from your wealth. Chazal say, yes, every person has their individual wealth, their gift. And they have to use those gifts, whatever they are, to honor Hashem.